session. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the July 22nd, 2014 meeting of the Board of Education of West Covina Unified School District Board of Education. We have returned from closed session, and we'll start this evening. This evening's open session at 7:18. We'll start with an invocation flag salute. Will you please join me in a moment of silence, and while we take a moment to collect our thoughts. Thank you. Will you join me in the flag salute, please? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mrs. Bowles?
Here.
Mrs. Fernandez-Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Ms. Schumacher?
Here.
Mrs. Kaplan?
Here.
In closed session, we have the opportunity to discuss items regarding expulsions before the Board of Education. In accordance with Education Code Section 4891J, the Board will take final action in open session on the expulsion matters described in Item A of the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 189531 for violation of the Education Code Section 48915C2, is there a motion?
I'll second.
Been moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. That's the only item I have to report out in closed session. Next item on the agenda is a presentation, and I'd like to invite Elizabeth Sims, principal of Elmwood Elementary School, regarding the memorial bench for Dolores Garibay.
Thank you, board members and district staff, for having me tonight. I am the former principal of Orangewood Elementary School, and I'd like to make a presentation on behalf of all of Orangewood family here tonight and those who weren't able to make it. Dolores Garibay taught at Orangewood Elementary School in Room 2 for over 17 years. She was with us at Orangewood her entire career at kindergarten, from 1997 to 2014. She was the rock of Orangewood. Her guidance was valued by everyone who knew her. She touched many students' lives, but so many adults as well. Her wisdom was limitless. On any given day, you would find a student, a teacher, a staff member, even a parent seeking out Mrs. Garibay for some mentoring. She had so much to offer, from her innovative ideas, technology tools, engaging instructional strategies, and especially her true love for EL students. Oh, how she had endless ideas, resources, and support for our English language learners. Today, I come to you requesting your permission to proceed with a memorial in honor of Mrs. Garibay. You have in front of you pictures of the plaque and the estimations that we've provided at an earlier time. It's all been looked at by our Dave. He was the director. I don't know what he is now. Chief something. Orangewood has secured funds to have a stone bench, rocks, and a plaque placed in front of rooms 1 and 2, right by Mrs. Garibay's room, so that all can share in the memories of our beloved matriarch. With your support, we will continue the process of having the items constructed and installed, hopefully in time for a presentation early in the fall, probably with your new principal, where all stakeholders will be invited to Orangewood to commemorate our friend. We truly hope your blessing will be bestowed upon us tonight and look forward to your approval. I just wanted to present one last thing. We had our yearbook. Every year we do a yearbook. And this past year, we obviously, to printed a nice dedication page for Mrs. Goodaby, so I wanted to pass that around for you so you could take a look at that. But it's a very prestigious yearbook in my... I think it's a very nice yearbook, and actually... Oh, stop it. Mrs. Vizina is here in the crowd, and she is the chairman of the yearbook. I don't believe we have any other people here who were, but all the teachers do the pages themselves, and it's a very, very nice yearbook. So it'll go on. It'll be at Orangewood, as will all the other ones. But she's just a fabulous teacher, and we really want something to be left in her memory. There's no fees. There's no cost. There's no upkeep. We tried to follow board policy. I think we did. And I think it'll be a beautiful presentation. Miss Morales did all the footwork for that, and she got all the estimates and put together a very nice plan. So I want to thank the audience for all your support and help in making this come true. There's no cost to the district whatsoever. We've acquired all the donations necessary to make this happen, and we'll even be able to put on a nice little presentation, and we hope you'll be able to attend it in the fall. So thank you.
All right. We do have people that want to speak to the issue, but before we do that, I'm going to go ahead with the agenda as we've got it presented. I have no board president's report. Are there any reports from members of the Board of Education?
I wanted to make my colleagues aware here that the Education Summit for CSBA Region 23 for next year is already in full swing and planning. We are working with Trustee Mike Eng. It's going to be at ELAC. It'll be either March or April. It's depending on the availability of ELAC. And it's going to change in that it's going to be a summit from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they're asking everyone on the committee with their districts to try and see if they would like every district to commit 25 people. So it's something that we can all discuss at a later time about how can we get 25 people there. And every district in Region 23 has been charged with this because it is going to be a full day, well, a half-day conference. Second, we've got great news at the annual education conference in December. This year's Workforce Education Summit is going to be duplicated at CSBA. It'll be a workshop. It'll be a panel. It'll be a workshop that people can attend. Everybody, all of the non-legislative people that were on the workshop, which were dynamite, are all coming back. And this time we're only going to have two legislators because I think last time, you remember, we had, I think, four. This time Senator Carol Liu and Assemblymember Ed Chow are the only ones coming back. And Ron Bennett is going to moderate it again. So that's going to be really, really good because it was an excellent workshop, and we all had said that, those of us who attended, that it was too bad this couldn't be made available to more people. Well, it is now going to be a workshop at the conference in December. And finally, on August the 10th, I'd like to invite all the board members to please join us at Hearst Ranch for the annual, and anybody in the audience who wants to join us as well, the Hearst Ranch Annual Membership Barbecue. It's $25, and that includes your full dinner, your drinks, your dessert, and entertainment. And it's from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Hearst Ranch. And again, that's August the 10th. It is a Sunday. So everyone is welcome to attend, and it's a lot of fun, right, Steve? This will be my first that I'll be attending. So that's it.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay, we'll go to the items from the floor, public comment. The first request to speak is from Karen Manis.
excuse me, this is my first ever presentation to the board, and I went to this district as a student, so this is a big deal. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Karen Manis, and I teach over at Orangewood Elementary. Dolores and I actually started together, and we were the only two teachers out of five hired for Orangewood to last our 19 years, or it was going to be 19 years, obviously. I remember sitting with her at the new teacher orientation.
And Mary was there.
I remember sitting with her at the new teacher orientation, and she instantly adopted me as one of her babies, as one of her people. And she in turn became my work mom. I'm here to thank the board, everyone here at the district office, and most importantly, my Orangewood family, for making this memorial for Dolores Gadivai possible. Dolores was a great teacher, a mentor, and a friend. She was part of a very special team at Orangewood. We pride ourselves on the camaraderie we have at our school. Our campus is unique because of the relationships that we all have together. And I would have said the best school on campus, but my sister's here, and I didn't want to take any shine away from her, Linda. And I would say that our school is magical. And since Dolores' passing, it seemed to me that some of the magic was slowly floating away. Now I know that this is what happens with grief and the loss of a family member. And this is why the memorial bench is so important, because it puts a capstone on that magic and reminds me that all of the things that made Dolores special and Orangewood special are still there. They will always be there for me and future generations of students and teachers. Dolores, I miss you. Any day has not passed that I have not thought of you. But I know that you are watching over all of us, and we will keep being the best staff and family that we have always been, because that is what you would have wanted. And that is what you knew was important for our school and for our kids. Thank you.
Janet Rivera.
Good evening, board, superintendent, district personnel, teachers and staff. I'm here to speak about Dolores. I had the opportunity to work with her for 1 year. 1 year. And the impact that she added and the inspiration that she gave me was amazing. And what I'm here to do today, as in many of you guys know, I am an EL learner, is what she did for the EL community at that school. She was the kinder teacher. She had parents trust her at kinder. So if they had a question, guess who they went to? They went to her. They spoke to her. Guess what I had if, as an EL coordinator, if I had a question, who did I go to? I went to her because she had that trusting heart. So, en respeto a los padres que ella sirvió, ella se merece esta dedicación porque ella tenía un corazón para esta comunidad que nadie otra maestra lo ha tenido. So, por favor, denos la oportunidad de agradecerle con este humilde respeto que queremos hacerle en nuestra escuela. Translation briefly. I speak for the parents that I met at this community who loved her. Please allow them to respect her in this small, humble way as they know how and create this place for her. Thank you.
Mary Gear.
Board of Education, Superintendent Kaplan, Cabinet, thank you in letting us speak in favor of this bench to honor a wonderful person, teacher, and member of our West Covina family, Dolores Garibay. I couldn't help but notice those comfortable chairs you're sitting in, and I think when you walk into this room, that chair symbolizes that you are welcome and what you do here is valued and respected. It's the same as if someone entered your office, your home, or your classroom. You could look at someone in the eye and make eye contact, but when you pull a chair out,
It totally changes the scenario, and that person feels welcomed, valued, and respected. Dolores Garibay did that every single day of her life with a person, with her class, with parents. Every student in her classroom felt welcomed, and who they were and what they asked and what they were becoming was welcomed, valued, and respected. Those parents came, and she pulled a chair out for them. And it didn't matter their economic status, their level of education, or the language they spoke. Each and every parent felt welcomed, valued, and respected at that school and with her. I've been in this district a quarter of a century. I know. I'm only 22, so that's a miracle. But we've had the ups and the downs. And she's not only a rock, which I love the symbolism of the stone. She wasn't a rock just for Orangewood. She was for all of us, and not just teachers. There were many administrators. We would meet together, and we would collaborate to try and find the positive and shift this district around in the not-so-great times. And every person there was valued and respected of what we had to say. Mr. Seaman and Superintendent Kaplan, I have to thank you for the day, how you handled the day of her passing. The night before, I went to the ICU room to be with her, and as I first walked in, there was a nurse waiting, so I waited by the wall, and being the elementary teacher, I pulled out my little Post-its and started writing, "We believe in you, keep fighting," and had half the wall covered before the nurse tapped me. And before I turned around, all I envisioned was putting her kindergarten students' pictures up the next night. But the next night didn't happen. The following day, we were in the ERC, of which I do thank the board for. In the last 2 or 3 years, we've had more professional development than we've had in a lifetime. So thank you for that. Mr. Seaman walked in towards the end, and he pulled up a chair. And he sat behind the Orangewood teachers. And within a few minutes, they stood up and said they had an emergency meeting back at their school. And upon their arrival, Superintendent Kaplan was there with counselors and chairs, welcoming the teachers, and as best as they could, show value and respect to their feelings and emotions in the life of Dolores. Excuse me. Many of you didn't get the chance to meet this wonderful person, but she is an icon around the district. She not only is a rock to Orangewood, but she provided so much for the education of parents to learn English and empower them to be more of a spokesperson for their child and for this community, and the EL development and second language acquisition for students. But she also was part of a cohort. There was 11 of us. We were in the Cal Poly cohort. Scary. We were all going to be principals in this district. It was a great dream. That would have been a scary thing. But anyway, the teachers there said they had never met a more passionate, dynamic group in their life. And the value and respect we showed for the leadership role of a principal and staff and education and one another was amazing, and that was led by Dolores. This poem was written, I'm not going to read all of it, but within a few hours of her death, and it just helps to let you know a little more about this wonderful lady. "You're the rock of Orangewood, yes, it's true, but you were the rock to many others, so many more than you knew. Your wisdom, dedication, knowledge, and more are ingrained within them. Now it's their time to soar. The lessons you taught were not just from a book. Sometimes it was your silence, your presence, or that look." Mm-hmm. She had a look. "You always made time to listen, to be there, and to care. Your wisdom so admired, we're glad you liked to share. To share all your knowledge about teaching and life. You counseled so many, kept the peace. No fuel for strife. Always stayed positive. For you knew how precious and powerful positive energy could be. In your presence, you produced endless energy. Your blood family is strong, there is no doubt. But you also have a West Covina family, because you were all about. On committees helping parents, kids, and teachers, that was you. Dolores, you were a district's dream come true. For you gave so much time, never watching the clock, and still had the energy to run up and down the block. Mm-hmm. You shined in our admin class and in all that you did. Your spirit was so vibrant, your energy like a kid. Orangewood will honor you each and every day when they empower each child and send them on their way. For the teachers there, the kids and staff too, will always feel your spirit and emulate you. That bench is going to welcome that new kindergartner that's so excited and eager to learn and start their days at Orangewood, their school days.
And it's also going to give that parent 1 or 2 minutes before the dismissal bell to rejuvenate and recharge for their little all-star. But it's also going to give people in the community and West Covina staff a place to go and rejuvenate and to remember and to be inspired. But most important, that bench is going to be a symbol to welcome and show value and respect to the legacy, the authenticity, and the spirit of a beautiful person, teacher, and member of our West Covina family, Dolores Garibay. Thank you.
Sandra Dela Jose Bonds.
Good evening, Board, Superintendent. I'm here to also support the bench. And I'm going to speak from the parents and children. My granddaughter is sitting over there. Ms. Garibay was her first teacher in kindergarten. The first time my son and I had gone for the first meeting of parents to sort of decide which teacher that year we were allowed to give some input. And Mrs. Garibay, you can't tell by the picture there, was yay tall. My granddaughter was taller in the kindergarten, as she is now, than Mrs. Garibay, but that made no difference. She knew Mrs. Garibay meant business. And there was no doubt when I heard her speak to the parents, this is the one I thought would be the best for my granddaughter. I told my son, he said, well, I don't know, you know, she seems a little stern. I said, that's what she needs. She's not here to just play. She needs somebody to love her, show her the way, and be firm. And to this day, Mia is now going to the fourth grade. Each honor award that she has gotten through the years, the first person when she'd come on the grounds was to go to Mrs. Garibay's room to say, look what I got. She was so pleased. And even though she towered over, it made no difference. This was still a big person to Mia, loved and does love her dearly. The humbleness is what grabbed me. When I first came to Orangewood, I was the working grandparent there, couldn't find a niche. There were a lot of issues that had taken place at Orangewood that I was not familiar with. And I went to her. I said, you know, there's got to be things. From my past and raising my kids, I was always involved. The door just was not open. She says, look, I already have parents in my class. You go to the office. Adelina, who's in charge there, she'll find something for you to do. And that's how I began. If I had a question, like the others have said, the teacher crowd, the support group, you went back to her. And she, just as calm, loving, I was the grandmom. When she saw, how you doing, grandma? Oh, everything okay? I just felt so strongly that something had to be done to respect and honor this humble woman who did so much for so many, encouraging the parents to participate, to follow through, to step up and do the things they needed to do with the difficult times that many of them were having with their children, the English learners and what have you. She was that cross, that crux to help everybody spur themselves on and try. True, we don't have a niche for them now, but I'm hoping that those that have been fostered and loved by her will share this with the others as they come in. So I certainly do hope that you will support this motion and have that wonderful bench as an honor to this fine woman. Thank you.
Ma'am, did you want to speak to your other issue?
I know you're not going to answer. I wanted to ask what were the criteria that were decided upon in obtaining the new principal. We as a community, you know, weren't party or privy to that. So I was wondering, you know, what was the background, you know, what types of factors, behavioral areas that were entertained to make that decision for the job for somebody to get up and start running, because that was my understanding. This person will be ready to go come first day of school. So I was concerned, what was the the history of this person, their background. So from reading the information, they said someone would get back to me to give me that information.
Right, if you wouldn't mind. That's
certainly, yes.
That, well, we don't typically answer that.
Right, yes, I understand that.
It's a better position for...
Right, so I just wanted to know, just, you know...
Yeah, they'll be happy to share that with you.
Very good, thank you.
All right, that's the last part that I have, request for public speaking. Would anybody else like to just comment at this time? Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that Orangewood is an orange, black, and white colored school, but purple was Dolores' favorite color. So we adopted the color purple. We wore it every single Wednesday after her passing.
Oh.
And I believe we'll continue that tradition at least through this first year without her. So just so you know,
all right.
We haven't
Thank
changed our school that. Colors, but we do one time a week just to honor our friend.
Thank you so
That's
much.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Very good. With that, we'll go on with the organization business session, the organizational part regarding the approval agenda. If you wouldn't mind staying for just a moment, I think we'll go ahead and remove item number 4 to give the opportunity to board members to comment. Anything else?
Can we remove 5 and 6?
Remove.
And have
remove 5. Add 11 and remove 16. Anybody else?
I'll move as amended.
I'll second it.
Oh, and there's correction page for personnel. 9F.
Yes, okay. All right, it's been moved by Cami Pola, seconded by Lynn Miranda Jimenez to approve the agenda and consent items for regular meeting of June 24th, 2014, and that is to remove item number 4, remove item number 5, add item number 11, and remove item number 16. And noting the correction as presented to the board for item number 9F. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you all very much for coming. That was extremely special. It's obviously a very special person to you, to us, to the district, and to all of us up here. Anyway, does anybody have anything, any more comments with respect to this item? I do.
Okay. Orangewood holds a special place in my heart. That's the elementary school I went to. It's the school my son would have gone to if he hadn't needed a special day class. I have a lot of fond memories there. Something that I hold dear is empowering parents. And I am so glad that we had such a wonderful woman being able to empower parents that really didn't have a voice probably before she did. I feel really bad. I didn't get to know that. I would have been bragging all over the district about her because that is awesome. And to have to do it after the fact is going to be hard. But I just appreciate all of you coming forward and sharing all that about a place that means so much to me. And it was such a big part of my childhood, and to know that you're all making a difference for the parents in that community, which I grew up in that neighborhood. So thank you all, and thank you for letting me know what a special person we lost. So thank you, and I'll be voting for this tonight.
Yes.
I wanted to thank all of you for coming. The show of support is wonderful. I only met her at the back-to-school nights and the open houses. I didn't have the chances that you all did to work with her daily. And she was very welcoming and warm, but I'm so glad to hear so much more about her. And I thought, what a beautiful tribute, the bench. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it really shows the community support that you were able to fully fund it. So I thank you for taking that step, and to the person who did all the research, and Ms. Morales, thank you, who did all the research, and the gorgeous moving tribute. So I look forward to attending the dedication and seeing it being utilized when I pass by the school, because Orangewood is in my neighborhood. So thank you all for being here, and thank you for such a very lovely, gorgeous tribute that we can have for years and years to come.
Mr. Flowers?
Yes. I also like to thank you guys for coming out and just sharing with us your feelings about Ms. Gaster. I didn't know her being new on the board, but I can tell what a magnificent woman this lady was. And I can tell she's going to be missed, but her spirit lives on in each and every one of you. And so I'm going to say, just as he was saying, he said, absence from the body is being present with the Lord. So you know what? She's celebrating with you guys right now. So God bless you, and just keep her in your hearts always. I'm quite sure we with the board will do the same. And I'm looking forward to seeing that bench.
I will be moving this.
The item has been moved and seconded. Moved by Cami Polis and seconded by Lynn Miranda Jimenez to approve the memorial bench at Orangewood Elementary School in memory of Mrs. Dolores Garibay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. You know what, we're going to take this.